I like looking at clouds. I like looking at clouds. Clouds are a wonderful thing to look at. Clouds are a fun thing to look at, and I like looking at clouds. Now, why does anyone like looking at clouds? Well, many people look at clouds and they say, oh, that's an indication of the weather. That's an indication of what is going to happen in our weather pattern. And I like looking at clouds because I like the symbolism that the cloud presents to my inventive, my creative, my illusionary mind. And I look at those clouds and I see them as my family. I see them as my wife, as my son. I see them as my father, my mother, my sisters and brothers. I see them as my aunts and uncles and grandfather and grandmother. I see them as all those things, and I see them as my dog, and I see them as my cat, and I see them as all the animals that I might know. If I like to horseback ride, I see them as a glorious stallion racing across the sky, beautifully formed. And it's really a complete horse, too, with a complete head and body and tail and the hoofs. It's wonderful. And as I look at the clouds, I see wonderful things that make my heart just feel wonderful, fantastic, and glorious. And I'm the creator of these clouds that I see. I look up there and I see them, and a few minutes later, they're not there anymore. There's something else there. Other people look up to the clouds at the same time that I'm looking at the clouds, and they don't see what I see. They see something different. Most of the time, they see something that is imagination in their life. Is something that's imaginatory, imagination that's working overtime in their life. And it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to see it because I like to see what goes on in the world. I like to see what's going on. When I go outside and it's raining and the raindrops are falling down and they're streaming down on my head and going across my face and my eyes. And it's just a glorious feeling because it's so fresh and so beautiful. And then I think, oh, the sun is a beautiful sun. And as I think about the sun, the rain stops and the sun comes out. And its glorious warmth warms me and dries the raindrops. Yes, whatever I think about, that's what is in my world. If I think about horses racing across the sky, that's what I see. If I see the hand of God reaching out and touching all of its creation, that's what I see. If I see peace and harmony and love, if I see joyous people, people shaking hands and people holding each other and kissing each other and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, that's what I see. Whatever I choose to be, whatever I choose to say is my life. That's what I see reflected everywhere and so beautifully in the sky and the clouds. The clouds are a representation of what's going on in my consciousness and my heart. If I see wild, windy clouds going by, if I see storms happening, that's going on in my consciousness. Really, stop and think about it. If you see a storm, do you want a storm? No, you want peace. So then you think, all is peace, all is harmony, all is fantastic. I always remember May Rowland of Unity, Silent Unity. She was a wonderful woman, and she worked there and did the job of being head of Silent Unity for a long, long, long time. And she lived in Missouri. And one day she came out of her house, and as she was coming out of her house, she looked down the street, and there she saw a tornado heading right toward her house. And the tornado was just ripping up houses on either side of the street and coming toward her house. She stopped that minute and closed her eyes and said, all is peace. I surround my house with my pure white light of peace. My house is peace. My world is peace. I am in peace. And then she sat down and meditated for a few moments in this broiling storm that was in front of her. And when she opened her eyes, the storm had changed its course and gone another way and gone up into the sky. and disappeared for that day. She was the master of her consciousness, and she saw it demonstrated. And she told us all about it, as we were student ministers of Unity there. She told us all about it, how this storm dissipated when she took charge. Now, we all can take charge of every area of our life. We can all take charge of every experience in our life. We can all take charge of everything that goes on in our world. And as we do it, great things happen to us. Great things take place for us. Great things are in our life. And that's really all that we need to have, great things taking place. You don't have to worry about tornadoes and terrible storms ripping away at the world. You merely look at anything that might be going on in the world, and if it is at all distressing to your well-being, you merely say, all is in divine order. All is peace. Last night, Ellen called me to the door of the house, and she said, Herbert, come. There's a rattlesnake out here. And I was just in the process of getting ready for bed. And so I went to the front door. And I said, now, where is this rattlesnake? And she said, in the bushes there. And I said, well, leave him alone. And she was squirting a hose of water on this rattlesnake, thinking that that was going to make the rattlesnake go away and not bother her. And I said, what is it you're concerned about, Ellen? And she said, well, I'm concerned about the cats. I don't want the rattlesnake to bother the cat. I said, our cats are outside all the time and running around, and they meet a lot of these rattlesnakes, and these rattlesnakes are their friends. And our cats, we surround them with our pure white light of love. We surround the cats with our pure white light of love, and all that they know is a happy, loving, joyful, peaceful, loving, joyful, peaceful, wonderful attitude. That's all they know. And of course, that's all we know too, because that's what it's all about. So when you think of your cats, Ellen, just surround them with your pure white light of love and get that anxiety off of your consciousness. Get that anxiety out of your heart. Don't. You're right, Herb. You're right. You're right. And of course, she was right. And she became peaceful at that instant. And the rattlesnake was still shaking its tail and still off in the bushes. And I said, let him be. He'll go his way. Our pets are surrounded by our pure white light of love. Our pets are surrounded by our peace. We are the creators of our world. We create the clouds in the sky to be the horses, to be the God touching all its creation. We are the creator of all. We are the creator of life. We are the creator of love. We are the creator of peace. We are the creator. But we have to take that opportunity to create if we want to create it, or else it will be created by however the forces are that others are creating it as. And other people are creating all the time. Some have anxiety in their heart, and they create anxiety. Others have peace in their heart, and they're creating peace. All is in divine order. What better way could we say it? All is in divine order. All is in peace. All is in harmony. All is magnificent right now. And this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. And this is what you and I are all about. And this is all that matters. So we have the opportunity to go around saying, all is in divine order. We have the opportunity to look at the clouds in the sky and create them as we wish them to be. A beautiful cloud, a fluffy cloud, a stormy cloud, a cloud that are high in the sky or low. Whatever we want to do, we can create it. And it is exactly what we created. So today, you create and I create exactly what our thoughts are. And my thoughts are on peace and happiness and love and joy. My thoughts are on goodness. My thoughts are on harmony. My thoughts are my thoughts, and I am their master. And it is wonderful to do that. You can do that too, but do it purposefully. Do it now, and do it all the days of your life. And know that I say of you, I love you. I love you. I love you.